As far as I know, they always lived in. I never did hear him say about them coming from anywhere else. They lived in the Corinth community, which is back east of here, about 3 or 4 miles.
So you're very much a native of the area.
Yes.
Question. Both. Can I get both your ages for the record here? You said you were 65. Is that correct?
We'll be in this coming October.
In October.
63. I'll be 64 in February.
16 months difference, sorry, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. I told you yesterday.
Between the can I ask you a little bit about your husband's and their background, family background? How old is your husband? I met him yesterday.
He's 70, will be 77 this coming November.
He has an interesting first name.
Yes, his name's General.
Is that a nickname or is that his real name?
That's his real name. And they moved here, his folks came originally from Missouri when he was just a small child, and they moved down in the southern part of Arkansas, down close to the Arkansas Post, and moved up here in Sharp County when he was about 13 years old. And he don't have any education. He got to the fourth grade, and that was it.
Well, he's done pretty well in business, though, it seems like.
Well, he's done very well.
When did he buy the sawmill?
I think in 38.
And he had it until, what, 2 years ago?
Yes, he just turned it over to the boys. It still belongs to us in a way, but he turned it over to the boys, and he retired. Well, he's down there all the time, but he don't work like he used to.
Did he go to school at all?
Yes, he went up to the fourth grade, and then his mother died. He was the oldest one of 5 children. His mother passed away, and his dad took the kids out to help him work, and then he never did go back. They always found a job for him, and they made him work.
Seems to have done pretty well with that much formal education.
Well, he'd surprise you how well he can figure, and he can figure up with anybody. Maybe not in fractions, in a lot of ways, like a lot of people figure, but in his own way, he can figure any load of lumber just as quick as our youngest boy has college education. He finished college almost, like 3 hours of finishing, and my husband can figure a load of lumber quicker than he can. He goes out by the paper, you know, and buys books, and my husband does a lot of his thinking and figuring in his mind as he goes along.
That's interesting.
He can tell you just that quick how much lumber there are in any piece of lumber on the yard. Just pick it up, and he knows how many feet in this piece and how many in that. And
I guess that comes from experience, partly.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
How about your husband?
Well, right now I'm a widow. I married at a rather young age. My first husband was like hers. He didn't have any education. He was raised, his mother and dad separated. And he was more or less raised himself. We married rather young. He died in the 70s. Had a stroke and was down for paralyzed for a long, long time. He passed away in May of 70.
Well, he was sick and in bed, might say bedfast, for 4 years, wasn't he?
Did he farm?
Yes, we were farmers. And we also done a lot of migrating, I guess you'd call it fruit work. We went from here to California and worked, and then we went down south and worked. We went to Michigan and worked, but this was always home. We always came back here.
What kind of work did you do when you were in California?
No. We just done fruit work.
What were you picking or packing?
Well, both. My husband worked part-time for the railroad company, bracing cars, when I worked in packing sheds, and I packed fruit. But most of the time we worked in the fields and the orchards and vineyards.
I spent one summer packing in California.
Really?